across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Crevo.
You must love it.
Yeah, apparently. Well, welcome to Boomerville. Great time.
Population Meg.
The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
Oh, and another day, and Meg still with the vid. Another day off she needs to continue recovering. Producer Tyler, though,
still here.
Still here.
Waking up in the middle of the night.
It's not the middle of the night.
Oh, but
it's just,
it is.
The day's just getting cracking, getting started, getting in amongst it.
There hasn't been a time when the alarm hasn't startled me once yet.
I will say this. I've reached that point in the year, and it is quite early for this. When you start eating weird things.
Like what?
So, it's like this morning, I don't usually have breakfast, but I was like, I will have just a little bite to eat.
Yeah.
And today I had 4 water crackers with a little tiny bit of butter on each.
Yes.
A glass of orange juice.
Oh, that's weird.
And a sweet biscuit.
Oh, my God. Honestly, so the only time I'm having a water cracker, that is when I'm in desperate times. It's like, right, I don't have any bread for toast. I don't have any crackers for snacks. I'm going to have a water cracker, put some butter and Vegemite on it. And that's when I know I'm desperate for a snack.
Like I said, there's a point in the year where you start eating weird stuff. And that, you know, and it continues on in bits and pieces. You know, Christmas morning, you're having a piece of ham or whatever.
Of course, because you're allowed to on Christmas Day, but it's usually that week in between.
Correct.
You don't know what day it is, and it's like, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Water crackers it is.
So to start that eating anything at any time on the 15th,
It's a bit questionable.
Hello, Jess. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Speaking of eating questionable things.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what the suspect food was?
I think it was chicken that I ate that had been in the fridge like a barbecue chook.
Oh.
And it was older than I thought. My partner was like, I bought that like last... He said last Wednesday.
Oh.
And I ate it whatever day it was, and I shouldn't have.
Oh, Jess. And cooked chooks are the hardest thing to kind of gauge, too. It's like if it's raw chicken and it's a bit stinky, you know not to cook it and eat it, right? But a cooked chook, they kind of.
Because they've been in the oven for 9 hours or whatever it is,
yeah.
And you think.
We're good.
Everything's cooked out of that.
Yeah.
And the kicker was that, like, when I'd made my lunch, I, like, looked at the rest of it, and I'm like, you know what? Today's probably the last day I should eat this. I'll just throw the rest out.
Oh, no.
You knew.
So stupid.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda, didna. All that sort of thing. Well, welcome back.
Price.
Yeah. Not the ultimate price.
It felt like the ultimate price when I was in the fetal position on the lounge in the hallway.
Oh, you poor thing. Well, take it easy today.
Definitely.
Take it easy on the news, too. Like, none of the breaking stuff today.
Nah.
Go do yesterday's news. They won't worry. I won't tell.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Oh, Jess, a big day for a lot of students. I'd be quite nervous re-HSC, yeah?
Yeah, so HSC results are officially released this morning at 9 a.m. I remember it quite well because I stressed so much. I've never stressed again in my life.
Me too. I feel you.
Oh, yeah. But some students have found out their results because they have placed first in the state in a HSC course. So some local students, Samara Grace and Jack Breasley from St. Francis Xavier's College at Hamilton, they both scored top marks in Community and Family Studies and Mathematics Advanced.
That's advanced.
That's a heavy hitter.
Smart kids there.
Very smart kids.
Oh.
Orlando Kennard from one school at Maitland took out Financial Services. Lucy,
oh, from the Kennard Tire family, is it?
I feel like no.
Oh, okay.
Lucy
enough.
O'Brien from Newcastle Grammar topped Music 1. Lara White from Newcastle High did the best in Earth and Environmental Science.
That's
so
cool.
Some very smart kids in our area.
And also Earth and Environmental Science. I don't think they had that when I was in
when I was at school.
Yeah, didn't have that option either.
That sounds like a good one.
That is a very good one to be giving our students at this point in time.
Yep. And I also to win at.
Yeah, yeah, I think it was at Newcastle Uni, the first graduates of like a renewable energy-like course graduated this year.
I saw that. I saw a group of kids graduating yesterday. And there were a heap of students highlighted for that too, which is so cool.
That's awesome.
I'd just like to point out, I wasn't one of the first students to find out my marks early, so I'm definitely not that smart.
Yeah, me neither.
What a shame.
I didn't find that out either. That's all right. Live and learn.
Best of luck to all the kids getting their results today. And Jess, what's going on at the RAF base today?
So there's going to be some noise this morning about 8:05. Two Super Hornets and a Growler are going to conduct a low-level flypast.
A Growler?
Over from the RAF base at Williamtown as part of a change of command parade at 8:05. And then the aircraft from the number 1 and 6 squadrons are going to land at the airfield before they depart later on today for an event down in Victoria.
Hectic aircrafts terrify me. I hear... like a slight sound of a fighter jet. I'm like, oh my God, we're going down.
Really?
Yep.
Tomorrow when the war began, here we
oh,
go.
Oh, yep. Aliens are coming.
Every time. You should move to Fern Bay. I heard it's beautiful.
Oh, I don't think I could.
Come to Thornton.
Terrified.
It's so bad.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, we were at Berryweather Beach a few weeks ago, and this fighter jet was so close to the beach, I felt the wind off it, and I was like, oh my God, we're dead. See ya. I was like, why is it so close to
Have you done your
ground?
Wheels?
Yeah, I need to.
Well, I think you should, because it...
I'm probably going to dive a panic attack before anything else.
I was going to say, the jets won't get you. It's all of the stress and
my
panic.
My heart rate and blood pressure through the roof.
So what's that other one? A growler?
Yes.
I thought I experienced that at university, but I think that's a different situation.
Different situation.
Oh, very good. Well, thanks for all that information, and good luck to the HSC students today.
Absolutely.
You'll be right.
Yeah. It's
You'll
all good.
Be right.
It's not the end of the world.
Absolutely not.
It certainly is.
We're all still kicking.
Swing in.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Now, Crevo, there's this new legislation that's been passed in New Zealand that will ban future generations from buying ciggies or tobacco products.
See, they've talked about this on and off before
Have
here
they?
In Australia, but they've never pulled it off.
I just think they make too much money off them to really...
Everyone involved
ban
does.
It.
That's the thing. It's the government's making money. The all of obviously big tobacco.
Yeah.
Doctors.
True.
Like private practice
doctors.
Yeah, of course.
Because down the track, you're going to have a bung lung.
I don't.
You're going to have to get that fixed.
To be fair, I don't think the doctors are caused. Like, they.
I don't think so, but
mostly they do the whole Hippocratic Oath thing.
Of course. Yeah. But they're also benefiting from it still, right?
But I guess.
Still making a buck.
A little bit.
So anyone that was born on or after January 1 in 2009 will be banned.
That's extraordinary, really.
So they're saying by 2040, 30-year-olds will be too young to buy a deck of cigs. That will mean New Zealand will be completely cigarette-free.
And eventually. It's a long way. You've got 40 years to go or something, isn't it?
Yeah. But you'll be fined $150,000 New Zealand dollars.
So they are not playing around.
No, they're not mucking around. They're like, right, this is the rule, and if you break it, give us your money.
Give us all your money. And if you're a corner shop, that is all your money.
Right. That's the other thing. Retailers are going to cop it over there now. But also, too, is this just going to make it, like, are you going to get, can you go to jail for having a cig?
Well, that's the thing.
Is it going to criminalise it? Like,
I don't
obviously,
think it'll be,
but,
I don't think it'll be for having a cig. It's if you sell one or give one to someone. But then if you're just a person, right, you're at the front of a pub and you're having a smoke, right? And then someone comes up to you, oh, can I bum a cig?
Yeah.
You don't even think about it, and they're underage.
You're not underage.
It could be 30.
Yeah. You're toast.
$115,000.
I just worry that, I mean, you know, naughty drugs are still a thing. People still do them. Sliding them under the table. Is this going to be the new thing for the cigs too now?
Well, eventually, I would say yes. But
well,
I guess
not
what,
now. Yeah, you're right. Eventually.
I guess what they're trying to do is get them so out of circulation that hardly anyone's doing it.
Do you know, though, this doesn't include vapes.
Oh, that's bizarre. And they love a vape in New Zealand.
Don't they? Kids love a vape everywhere these days, don't they?
Which is not good.
Yeah, worse. Because we don't know what they're doing to your insides.
Well, it apparently can do the old collapsy lungy thing, which is
not good.
I don't think that's the technical term, but it's really bad.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
That's not good.
Oh, well, it'd be interesting to see how it goes over there.
Yeah.
They often do stuff before us.
They are. They're very ahead of the times too, aren't they? So maybe this is just a glimpse into where Australian future.
I reckon it's going to be the same setup.
Yeah.
I think it will be here.
It's crazy though, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
Jacinda Ardern, she knows what she's doing.
No, I tend to agree with that.
Yeah, she's living in the future.
thanks for that, Tyler. Up next, a bit of a kangaroo attack story, which is the type of stuff we love talking about on this show.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
Join the old Australian truck drivers group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh, I'm here.
The Novos. Local ads, New FM.
All right, so we love an animal attack story on this show.
Don't we, what?
And this is one of the good ones. This involves a tourist not understanding Australian flora and fauna, if you will.
Yeah.
And it involves a kangaroo. And of course kangaroos it does. Can get a bit punchy, as we well know.
Oh, a bit.
Everyone's seen footage of a ripped kangaroo.
Those things are jacked.
Yeah, they can be.
And aggressive.
Yeah, they can be, especially if they're like a rogue male, a lone male or something. The tourist is fine. Everyone calm down. The kangaroo is fine. But the story is funny. So, of course, we talk about it next.
Megan
Grebo.
The Novos.
All right, so a tourist who was out in Kangaroo Valley, somewhat ironically.
Oh, my God.
Of all places. Probably going to see the kangaroos.
I heard they have a few.
Anyway, so they pull over the side of the road. Oh, look, there's a kangaroo right there. We've seen one already. Are you kidding?
We're in Kangaroo Valley. We found a kangaroo.
We've seen a kangaroo. Unbelievable.
Groundbreaking.
The coincidences here will never cease. Anyway, they pull over as a tourist do for a photo. And this one lady, Shaquila O'Neal, I think it was. I don't know. I'm not sure of her last name. Anyway.
It's like a mix of Shaquille O'Neal and Shakira.
I know. It's amazing.
That's so cool.
Goes, I'm going to go and see if I can get a bit close to that kangaroo.
A kangaroo in the wild, not one in a wildlife park or anything.
Just at the side of the road.
Oh, okay.
Starts wandering up. The kangaroo hasn't really noticed her at this point because they're not actually.
It's just relaxing.
They're a bit skittish usually.
Yeah, they are. And they're a bit territorial, aren't they?
Yeah, they can be.
Yeah.
Like, they're herbivores overall. But they will sometimes fend themselves off. Anyway, she gets a bit closer. Kangaroo's still just chomping on grass. Not really noticed. Gets a little bit closer. Going in for a pat.
Oh.
And then startles the kangaroo, which turns on her. And starts bounding over to her.
Oh, my God.
And then she, like, freaks out, starts running. And, of course, when you freak out and start running, first thing you do is fall over.
Yeah.
That happens almost.
All the time.
Have you never seen a horror movie?
In every movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, she falls flat on her face. And then the kangaroo jumps on her.
Oh.
Just sort of bounds on her and then sort of hops off. And luckily, pretty quickly, the kangaroo loses interest in the whole situation. This
and
is just
it bounces
a harmless,
away.
Harmless tourist yet again.
Could you imagine, though, the claws of a kangaroo landing on your skin with
they're
all
vicious.
That weight behind it?
Yeah, they're vicious.
That's enough to break skin. They're strong
and
heavy.
Yeah, a kangaroo would be, I don't know, 40, 50 kilos probably.
Easily.
And then anyway, she looks like she's got a fleecy top on. She was probably all right.
Protected.
Luckily, no major injuries to the kangaroo lady.
Yeah, well, here's a hot tip. Don't go near the roos in Kangaroo Valley. In fact, don't go near the... Oh, my God, imagine if they knew about drop bears.
Well, that's the thing. And wildlife, any kind of wildlife, you should avoid all of it.
Not in the wild.
Yeah, you can look at it at a distance, but don't try and pat it.
No, silly.
You muff it.
Silly Billy.
Anyways, the tourist fights to live another day, and so does the kangaroo. And that's the main thing.
That's all that matters. As long as the animals have survived.
Yeah. And the lady.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Largely.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Hey, up next, there's been a huge scientific. What do I want to call
breakthrough?
It?
Breakthrough.
Huge breakthrough.
Yeah.
On snakes.
Oh, another animal story. Brilliant.
Yeah. I'm going to fill you in. On this huge breakthrough next.
Excellent.
Grebo.
You're waking up with the Novos.
Megan Grebo.
The Novos.
Huge scientific breakthrough.
Oh,
Grebo.
I love science. That's one thing you'll find out about me over time. If it's science, I want to hear about it.
What about science on snakes?
Yeah.
How are you around snakes? Are you fine?
I love snakes.
Can I tell you a secret about Marcus?
Yeah.
He'll hate me for telling you this.
Right, let's hear it. This is your
My partner.
Yeah.
Hates snakes so much so that we were watching like a TV series with snakes in like the intro. He's like, skip the intro. I can't watch it. I'm like, what?
What's wrong?
Can't look at snakes. I'll have nightmares. He genuinely has bad dreams. <for snakes.
laughs> What are you talking? They're just so, they're so cute and cuddly.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't think a scaly mate is.
Have you not?
Cuddly.
Have you ever touched a
snake?
Yeah,
and I hated it.
What?
I mean, I'll tolerate a snake for the photo or whatever, but I hated it. I hate the feeling of the sliminess under
it. It's not slimy at all.
Yeah, but it feels slimy.
It's actually really clean feeling.
Yeah, they're soft and dry, but like the actual, I don't know, feels
it's
weird.
Not for you.
Not for me.
Anyway,
back science, to snakes.
Science
is back with a huge breakthrough on female snakes because they've discovered that they've got a clitoris.
Does that mean they're into it for the pleasure? Because have you ever seen snakes mating?
Yeah.
They're rolling around
in
a ball.
Yeah, like it looks like they're like catching dirt. Like rolling around in the dirt, like they're having a fight.
Well, sometimes we saw some, this was years ago out bush. There was two snakes, black snakes, rolling around, and then they rolled into the water in a river that we were swimming in.
Oh.
We soon got out of that.
Nah.
And then they were just tussling around, across the whole river, still mating, and then up onto the other side on the bank.
Oh, my God. Imagine being so enthralled in a good bang that you roll through a river and roll out the other side.
You closed your eyes when you said that. Are you just imagining
it's so
a situation?
Nice, just to not be distracted.
Nothing distracting. And, like, the two of them, they would have slid in there, these two snakes. You got two wet snakes.
Yeah.
And now we know one wet clitoris.
Yep. Well, actually, it gets better. They've got two.
Are you for real?
I mean, the poor male snakes, they struggle to find one. Imagine trying to find two.
The only good thing I would say is the male snakes have a split tongue. Maybe that's why.
Could you imagine?
Double the tongue for double the tickling. I reckon we'll just leave it right there, shall we?
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
So this guy's gone through a checkout at Coles, right? Full trolley.
You're acting like a Karen, and it's outrageous.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
All right, Tyler, 5 in 10, not far off. But before we get into that, fill-in producer Michael's here.
Thanks for having me back, guys.
Ooh,
what is going on with my throat? It's far out.
You know what? Sometimes this early in the morning, when the mics go live, sometimes it's the first time I talk, and I'm like, oh, I haven't cleared my throat. I haven't blown my schnoz. This is a disaster. And I feel like, Michael, that's exactly what's happening.
A couple of
you.
Cobwebs around. Far out.
Yeah. And it's funny because you don't realise. You're up early. You don't talk to anyone.
In your mind.
You're good.
You say things to yourself or whatever, but you don't say things out your mouth.
You're not saying things out loud.
You know who didn't have that issue? Who's Jess. That? And she sounded amazing this morning. Loved having her back.
Yes.
It is good to have Jess.
She is staring daggers at me through the newsroom window at the moment.
Not daggers. It's just not up to my standard. I'm out of breath going.
Well, we don't notice because you're an absolute professional at what you do.
A true profession.
Yeah, one in a... in amongst not many. That's a perfect example of the situation at
hand. See, the true professional is not you, Creamer.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I never said it was.
I mean, the true professional could be you on 4967 4105 if you want to have a crack at 5 in 10. Now is the time to call and play. So simple. $50 worth of fuel is on the cards today. If you nail it, it's all yours. Right in time for the weekend. If you're jetting off for a quick weekender before Christmas...
Or just getting, like, life admin at this time of year is out of control.
That's not as exciting though, mate.
Yeah, but you still need petrol for it.
I know.
Got to go to TK Maxx again.
Well, I mean,
the other gift.
I know. Or
some other similar store.
Side note, I'm going to derail. Was that TK yesterday? God, it's good. God, I walk out of there with some shit.
Yeah. You know the bag I walked out of there with last week, I guess it was?
What?
The hugest bag they have. Like, do you reckon we can carry that in our arms? Not a chance. It will be all over the car park and you'll break the glass thing. Put it in one of those giant bags and let's pretend this experience never happened.
You don't need a bag sometimes, or maybe you do. Anyway, 5 in 10, we're doing it next.
New FM.
Very simple game.
Isn't it what? And the second last one of the year as well.
Oh, it is too.
Yeah.
We're not doing it. Yeah, we're wrapping up.
Yep. So, exactly. So, if you're wanting to play...
Second last $50 fuel card.
For this game. And there's still one or two lines open, actually. 4967 4105, if you'd like to have a go.
It's the easiest money you'll ever make.
It doesn't come quicker for more cash, does it?
Should we give that big old wheel a big old spin?
Yeah, I reckon. Let's do it. Here we go.
Nice. Solid spin.
Thank you. Ooh, okay. It's come up as computers.
Oh, this one's hard.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Like computers are everywhere.
I'm a bit illiterate.
You've got a computer in front of you and a computer in your hand. But like how many more computers do you want to know and see and touch?
Touché.
Yeah, so let's meet our first contestant, shall we?
And we've got Trish in Rutherford this morning. Hi, Trish.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Very well. How are you?
Never better, Trish. Good. Never better.
Now, do you are you well-versed in computers, Trish?
When you said, oh, no, not computers, I thought exactly the same thing. Now I've got no idea about them.
Have you got a computer in your house at all? Like, or your boyfriend's house or whatever?
Yeah, no, I used to have a laptop, but I haven't been on that for 2 years, yeah.
What about your phone?
I can't see.
Of course.
I can't see, and I use Siri now, so, yeah.
Oh, Siri. That's computer, though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
You'll be right.
Let's get into it, Trish. Yep. All right, in 10 seconds, we need you to name 5 internet browsers. Your time starts now.
Internet browsers, geez. I'll give it a go. Is it like...
Oh, no, Trish.
You've got to give it a go before the timer starts, Trish.
Can you tell me a few of them?
Yeah, you could have had Google. You could have Google Chrome, Safari,
Internet Explorer,
Bing.
That kind of stuff.
Google and all that. I know
Mozilla Firefox.
Firefox.
Okay. Yeah,
well, sorry, Trish.
That's all right. Better luck next time. Let's meet our next contestant.
We've got Donna in Raymond Terrace. Hi, Donna.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, Donna. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you very much.
That's good
to hear, good to hear.
Now, what about you, Donna? Do you use a few computers in your day, in your work day?
Yeah, I do, actually. But that doesn't mean I know a lot about them.
Yeah, but you've touched one, haven't you?
Yeah, it's up to every day.
Every day. You'll be all over this. I'm not worried at all for you, okay?
I hope so. I've been trying so hard.
All right. Well, your topic is antivirus software brands. Way you go.
Norton. That's all I know.
I have another guess. Quick.
Oh, no, I have got no idea. All I know is Norton.
Ah, that's all right. Better luck next time.
Sorry, Donna. She tries so hard every time, doesn't she?
Yeah, had a red hot crack. Let's go to Kate up next. How are you today?
Hi, Cleaver. How are you going?
Oh, absolutely fantastic. How's Minmai this morning?
Oh, pretty good, yeah. It's a bit chill, but it's all good.
I'm good, thanks too, Kate. Thanks for asking. I'm joking.
I've got a monkey story going on.
Couldn't you understand a word you said there because your phone's cutting out, but I can hear you now, I think.
All right, Kate, are you ready to have a crack at 5 in 10 this morning for a $50 fuel card?
Yeah, let's give it a go.
All right. In 10 seconds, we need you to name 5 social media websites.
Wow. No, I've got no idea.
Do you not use social media?
Facebook.
I didn't think it was that hard this morning.
Could have had Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
Snapchat,
God, Reddit.
There's dozens of them.
So many.
Anyway, better luck next time to all involved.
Yeah, that's in depth.
You know what? Let's jackpot the fuel tomorrow.
Should we for the last show?
Last show, $100.
Yeah, bugger it.
All right. I don't know what the bosses will say, but it's not up to them.
They're not awake. They can't hear this.
Exactly. Up next, though, Tyler, bit of a smuggling story.
Oh, okay.
Now, we do love a dumb criminal on this show.
And I think this is right
up there because this lady, right, she's hidden a Rolex watch in one of her holes. Now, I'm going to give you a hint. It's not the ear hole.
Oh, I don't know if it would fit in the ear hole.
Be too loud as well, all that ticking away.
Oh, wouldn't it?
Drive you absolutely mad.
Tinnitus in the ear is not good.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
So this lady was arrested because apparently this they had slept together at a Las Vegas hotel, this guy and this lady.
Yeah.
The guy's woken up after a few wines, he said, the night before.
Bit dusty.
Bit dusty. reached under his pillow where he apparently put his $12,000 Rolex watch to realise it was gone.
So, okay, right. So let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. One night stand.
Yep.
He's hidden the expensive products because he's not sure he trusts this woman.
Well, he's just put it under his pillow.
Under the pillow. Not a usual spot for a watch.
I don't know. He says that's where he always puts it.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. That's fair. And then he's woken up the next morning.
Watch is gone.
A dusty dog, watch is gone. Chick's gone too?
Yeah, so she gets arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, like, where's the watch? They're saying, like, where's the watch? Because the CCTV footage showing her leaving, et cetera.
Yeah.
Like, where's the watch? Where's
the
watch? And then she goes, oh, this is what she said. You're going to find it anyway when I get to jail. And then removes it from her vagina.
From the jorts.
Yep.
A Rolex up the jorts.
So, of course, they popped it in a biohazard bag.
Ugh.
Here's the crazy thing, right? She was in Las Vegas because she was about to go to court for a similar crime.
Of course she was. Of course she was. Can I just say?
Yeah.
Rolex, I feel like a watch has a few sharp edges. That is not the place to be putting a Rolex. Just, it's quite sensitive and very gentle down there. Not a spot for a Rolex.
Just imagine it ticking away in there. Oh. Nature's naked, nature's pocket watch, if you will. I mean, the whole situation is not ideal.
Nature's pocket watch.
And it was like, the whole thing, it's a bit of like a ticking time bomb when something like that happens, isn't it? Because at some point, you're going to have to deal with the situation, aren't you?
You're going to have to pull it out.
Exactly.
That's not comfortable.
If she really wanted a Submariner inside it, like, you just go to a town where there's a lot of military blokes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it. There's a much easier way to deal with the situation.
You've nailed it. There you go. Hot tip.
Yep, indeed.
Find a bloke that's in the military instead of putting a Rolex up the jorts.
That's a good summary of it. Jessie next with the Hunters 100% local newsroom. She's going to give us all your local stories in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos.
Local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, look, we've got a parsnip. Or is it more of a carrot situation?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
All right, so the other day, Crevo, my partner and I, Marcus, were at Mayfield Woolies.
Yeah.
And it was like Monday afternoon, around school pickup time, so it was
busy.
Really...
Yeah.
It was really quiet.
Oh, was it? Oh, that's
not
good.
Not busy at all.
Hot tip.
So we're walking through, yeah, go there on a Monday afternoon, school pickup time, quiet ass, eerily quiet. It was weird. Anyway, we're walking through the fruit and veg section, and I can hear this rooster. Right? And I'm like, that's what? Literally what I can hear. And I'm thinking, where the hell would a rooster be?
Has it snuck into the store?
Yeah. Like, but where is it? Like, where is this rogue chicken running around?
That's a great question. I have seen other birds in Mayfield Woolies.
Yeah, I've seen birds, but not like a chalk.
Never a rooster.
Not a real, real one, but not an uncooked one.
Yeah, exactly. They're normally just sitting there in the Bay Marie.
And I'm walking around thinking, what the hell was that? And Marcus goes, because he works at Woolies, goes, oh, that's the timer for the chicken, for the roast chook oven.
Are you serious?
And I was like, what?
That's
funny.
He's
like, yeah, and this rooster keeps going. I'm thinking, that is sick, because that is the indicator to let the staff know that the cooked chooks are ready.
I think it's hilarious.
That's sick.
Who behind the scenes has thought that up? Give them a medal.
Some sick-minded freak. Because that's almost like, I want to say cannibalistic, but is it?
Oh, look, it's a bit of fun. It's hilarious, really.
4967-4105. Is the rooster alarm at Woolies funny or is it sick?
Because you think it's a bit wrong, don't you?
It's so bad.
I think it's funny.
Because it's quite the opposite to what you're about to open the oven door and see, right? You ain't seeing no cawing roosters.
No.
You're going to see a dead one cooked, ready for someone's consumption.
Delicious, yeah. Put that on a bread roll.
That's sick. I mean, it's a bit too close to home for me.
All right, so you're on the team saying it's wrong. Yep. I'm saying it's fine. It's a bit of fun. 4967 4105. Best callers on air today win themselves a Christmas pack. Now, this is a delicious pudding, and these puddings are the best. I enjoyed it very much last year, plus a couple of bottles of wine.
This is the best.
You're going to be a hero straight up. Just tell us, right or wrong, the rooster alarm at Woolies. I think it's hilarious.
It's sick.
One more time.
Megan Prevost.
The Novos.
Yes, I was at Mayfield Woolies the other day, Monday afternoon, quiet shopping. So we're walking through the fruit and veg section, and I hear this. I'm thinking, where the hell is that coming from? And Marcus, my partner, who works at Woolworths, informs me that that's the alarm for the chook oven.
See, I find that hilarious because somebody has thought, should we just put a bell on that? No, it's not, we can do better.
Let's make it a little bit more sicker and a little bit more evil and play the noise once a dead chicken once would have made.
Don't you make it morbid. That's the thing. I don't think it's morbid. Anyway, this is the debate. Right or wrong, the rooster oven on the alarm at Woolies.
We've got Robbie in Charlestown. Hi, Robbie.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Very well. Is it sick or is it funny to have a rooster alarm on the chook oven at Woolies?
All I can say, Tyler, is when you write your letter to Santa, ask him for a funny bone for Christmas.
And that right there, you know what?
I've been burnt by Robbie.
I was going to say.
And it feels good.
It's not the chickens getting roasted this morning. It's Tyler. Who do we have up next?
We've got Olivia in Anna Bay. Hi, Olivia.
Hello, how you going?
Very well. Now tell us, do you think the rooster alarm on the Woolies chicken oven is sick or is it funny?
Oh, definitely sick.
Thank you very much.
You're right there.
It's just a bit off-putting. It's just a little bit close to home. Like, I love animals, and I wish I could be a vegetarian, but I'm not. And when I'm hearing a rooster alarm for the chook oven, it really makes me question some things, you know?
Oh, right, yeah, definitely.
Oh, I can't understand what you're saying
Olivia,
anymore.
But at least we got a vote on Tyler's
side.
One for one, so let's settle it.
Oh, this is tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
Everything to play for here.
We need Pete in Maitland to settle this for us. Pete, how are you today, mate?
Well, you know, guys, you know, you normally call me Greenkeeper Pete.
Oh, it's Greenkeeper Pete.
Love today.
Hello, sorry, mate. We didn't know.
We've got a new fill-in producer, Michael, and he hasn't put that in the information.
He's forgotten to put the Greenkeeper bit in. How are you today, Greenkeeper Pete?
Oh, overworked, underpaid. No one loves me anymore.
Oh, we love you, mate. Don't worry.
There's plenty of love for Greenkeeper Pete.
See, you guys have got to put it in perspective because I reckon it's clucking funny.
Are you by any chance a father, Greenkeeper Pete?
Yes.
Because I think you've just won Dad Joke of the Year. Congratulations. Well done.
Pete.
Awesome.
All right. I'll cop it on the chin this time round. It's funny, whatever. I still think it's a little bit sick. All right, but it is a little bit funny. And I've been roasted this morning. It's not just the chooks that have been roasted.
No, exactly. What's the goss up next with Michael? What's on the way?
Hot story, guys. Jack Harlow has set the standard for men everywhere.
Ooh, juicy.
We like a Jack Harlow story.
Yep.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
A couple of years ago, hadn't heard much about Jack Harlow at all, and now he's right in the centre of it. What have you got for us, Michael?
Yeah, so we respect a boy for shooting his shot, don't we?
Oh, yeah, he wrote a song about a specific someone. Has this come off?
Yeah, so he wrote a song, came out in May, entitled Dua Lipa, and it starts like this.
Dua Lipa, I'm trying to do more with her than do a feature.
It's so good.
It's a great song.
Clearly wants to get with her. They hadn't met when he wrote that. She first met him on a FaceTime talking about that.
Oh, my God. And so he's like been like, right, can I write a song about you? She's like, yeah, all good. And now
yeah, so here it is. Off. Yeah. Released it in May. They met in person for the first time in December.
I saw some photos of them together only recently, yes.
Apparently it's paid off.
Yes.
Rumors circling, they are dating after meeting in LA this month.
I love a modern love story.
Isn't that amazing? What song would you write, Michael? Oh, no, you've got a partner, don't you?
Oh, no, but, like, I would write Dua Lipa. Like, if she wants to run away with me to a galaxy, she can take me for a ride or whatever that is. I don't know, levitating.
I would honestly write a song to Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams would be your guy, too.
Have you ever wondered that, like, it's not creepy because he's famous.
Yeah, and if he's asked for permission, that's great. We're all about we're all here for consent.
Positive for consent.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
Love
though.
That.
It's very rare for that to happen.
And they're the hottest newest couple too, aren't they? God, they're hot.
Is Jack Harlow hot?
Harlow's hot.
I've never seen a picture of him.
He's a bit of a white boy, but he's hot.
Oh, I think it's a really rude head. Like he face for radio, in my opinion. And look, I walk around this building. I know plenty of faces for radio. We're all in it.
Let's have a look. Oh yeah.
And he's very flirtatious. I think it's more so his vibe that he gives off rather than his looks that make up for, like, his vibe makes up for the lack of
looks.
He's
got a good smile though.
He's got perfect teeth.
And his hair's a bit sort of. Imagine
scruffy.
Like Maggie instant noodles, but they're dark brown.
He's got beautiful eyes too.
Cheeky eyes, doesn't he?
I can see what Dua Lipa's digging.
Does he give you I can tame him vibes, Tyler? Is that like what you're thinking?
Nah. Why would you want to tame Jack Harlow?
He's a pretty loose
unit.
I
like a challenge.
Some people do.
I'm here for it. I love it.
What a great story. Oh, thanks for that. 6:59, you're waking up with the Novos.
They're local as. And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You have answered the age-old question, does a bear in the woods?
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
New FM.
Can you believe that there's, what, not even just over a week until Christmas?
Oh, don't say that.
There's a week.
It's
there's over
so
a week
soon,
until Christmas.
Isn't
it's
it?
So, it's next Saturday.
Oh, a
next
lot of
Sunday,
people.
Next Sunday. Don't freak out. Sunday.
People are like almost pulling their cars over in shock.
Yep.
I feel like for some reason, and maybe this is just my own personal thoughts, but a lot of people are not really ready this year.
Yeah, you're right. I'm ready, though. This is the unusual thing. I'm usually a Christmas Eve shopper.
Yeah, same.
I'm not going to be that girl this time around.
You're all over it.
And, of course, we're getting into the spirit. We're playing Christmas songs here at New FM, and we're talking about Christmas and all the rest of it. But I want to know. I want the Grinches to come out here. I want you to fill me in on the worst gift you've ever received.
This is good because sometimes people just get it so wrong.
Do you know what? I went to school with someone who bought a female who bought her brother a whole heap of makeup so she could use it the next day.
Well, that's just cheeky, isn't
it? She was like,
it?
Merry Christmas. Here's a great present. Hundreds of dollars worth of makeup for you. And he was like, useless to me. Oh, that's all right. I'll have it then.
How old was the brother?
Oh, he was younger than her.
So it's like
so
an age
where... this would have
been
when we were like in year 10 or year 11.
So an age where he could, like, she could get away with that as a prank sort of thing.
Yep, absolutely.
Kind of genius.
Smart.
But terrible for him.
Absolutely.
For me, it was 1 year receiving one of those like novelty mugs.
Yeah.
That has a bell ring for beer. Now, there's so much wrong with that. Firstly, how do you wash that?
Yeah, true.
The bell is going to go rusty.
That's gross.
It's like there's dust on it.
And
you're never using it. It's in the cupboard.
Are you going to...
You can't put it in the dishwasher.
But are you certain that you live with people that would, you know, get you a beer when
also,
you ring the bell?
Also, that's the next part of the problem, is it's like very rude.
It's so rude.
It's as... I often say, like, the telephone is rude because it's like, answer me. But this is even worse.
Next level
There's
rude.
There's nothing good about that as a gift.
Not at all. 4967-4105. What's the worst gift you've ever received?
Now, if you call up and just tell your little story, we'll give you a good gift.
Yeah.
Which is...
Because we don't scrimp here.
Nah. Everyone in the draw for a new FM Christmas box. This has got the pudding in it.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing pudding. Actually amazing. And two bottles of wine as well. So you're sorted. 4967-4105. Yeah, you can even re-gift it. We won't tell. Right? All we need is the story of your worst gift you've ever received. We'll get
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Now we are asking on 4967-4105, what's the worst gift you've ever received?
There's
bringing out all the Grinches
shockers.
This morning.
Absolute shockers out there because people will just buy anything. That's one thing I've learnt in life.
Yeah, some people just don't care, do they?
No. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
We've got Tiffany in Blackalls Park. Hi, Tiffany.
Morning, how are we?
Very well, thank you. Tell us, what's the worst gift you've ever received?
So it wasn't actually me, it was a girlfriend, and there's a two-part story to it.
All right, hit us.
So her and her husband married a month before Christmas, And on their 50th wedding anniversary, he thought it'd be great to buy her a Dyson vacuum cleaner that she really wanted.
Yeah.
And so then for Christmas, he bought her replacement filters to go with it.
Oh, that's pretty bad. And you know what? The old buying a vacuum for someone for Christmas is pretty shocking.
A bit passive aggressive, isn't
Especially
it?
Especially if you're expected to do all the vacuuming.
Exactly. Let's go to Virginia in Thornton. Hi, Virginia.
Good morning, guys.
Now tell us, what's the worst gift you've ever received?
It was an absolutely horrendous 30 centimetre tall green and black ceramic cat.
Just
given to me by my ex-mother-in-law, well, now ex, my mother-in-law at the time. It obviously showed just how much she really hated it. But I put a smile on my face and accepted it graciously.
And that, and you're a good person for that.
You are indeed.
Because some people just cannot hide their horror.
But it's going straight in the bin.
Because there's art and then there's...
trash.
Trash, exactly. Hayley is up next in the terrace. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Never better. Tell us about the terrible gift you got.
Many years ago, I got the Andrew Symons autobiography, The Cricketer.
Do you like cricket?
No.
I think that is all the information we need.
Oh, that's good. Let's go to Lee in Clarencetown. Hey, Lee.
Hey, how you going?
Very well. Tell us, what's the worst gift you've ever received?
So it wasn't actually me. My two brothers are probably about 2.5 years apart. So yep. they were 10 and 12. And then my uncle is about 35.
Yep.
My pop from West Australia bought them all the exact same size T-shirt.
So it's
all extra large.
It's for the two kids.
Two kids there.
That's ridiculous, yeah.
And hanging down by their knees.
Yeah, it was huge. You could fit three people in them. And he also brought my mum shower curtains. And we've never, ever had a shower. Never, ever had like that sort of shower. Needed shower curtains.
I thought you were going to say never had a shower. And I was like, well, that's... Maybe he was trying to give you a hint.
Yeah, maybe that's a hint.
Well, if you've never had shower curtains and then, like, you've got the screen thing and then here's a curtain, what are you going to do with that?
You don't need a shower curtain if you've got a glass screen.
You know what it is? It's men of a certain age.
Who just don't give a rat's.
Or they just don't understand other people.
Very true.
It's a certain breed of person, isn't it? I love it or loathe it up next, where Michael will be in with a daily topic and we have to decide in the moment, love it or loathe it, as you wake up with the Novo.
New FM. Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, Michael in with a daily topic and we just have to decide. Split second, love it or loathe it. What do you have for us?
Gina Reinhart.
Ooh. 3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say loathe it.
Loathe it.
Probably the easiest one I could have given you. Tyler let it go straight away with
just a lot of money and an industry that...
Yeah, a lot of money that...
It creates a lot of jobs and all that.
Does, but also a devastation. Little bit problematic.
Yeah, definitely. Why do you bring up her?
So... Controversially, she's done something nice.
Oh, wow. Shocked me. What's she done?
Ooh. She gave 10 staff at her biggest mine $100,000 Christmas bonuses each.
But why just 10? Doesn't she have, like, thousands of staff?
Yeah, so I guess a bit of a rub it in for the rest of them. It was totally random. So she just, like, essentially drew names out of a hat and those 10 were awarded $100,000.
But, like, I mean, aren't... A lot of her employers already on a good wicket anyway. Why do they need more money? Shouldn't she be donating this money?
Oh, mining is so profitable.
Right?
Yeah.
Would have thought, yeah. Or, see, here's... Okay, this is a good hypothetical for around the team. Mm. If they said to us here, because there's probably, what, 30 people at work in the office, 30, 40. They said, one person can have $100,000 or you can all split it up. Like, you can, or you can all have $500 each. What would you do?
I'd take the 500.
You would?
Because I'm guaranteed to be better off.
I don't reckon 500's worth it.
That's the thing. I think I would go in the draw for 100.
So it's all or nothing.
I can 500 isn't changing my life. 100,000 would. I can deal with that 500 and not notice it.
$500 is going to get me a few beers on the weekend. Better than nothing.
So you'd be like split
you
all the money.
You greedy pigs. You greedy, greedy pigs.
I think I'm with Michael
you
on this.
You selfish, greedy pigs.
100 grand though, imagine.
Yeah. $500 is good.
Can I pose this to you? And this came out of the story. Crevo, you've been here the longest out of all of us.
Yeah.
How would you feel if Stephen, the new Knights announcer, was the one who won it?
Wouldn't bother me because the draw's a draw.
Okay,
yeah, okay, fair.
Because one of the big issues with Gina Reinhardt is one of her staff had only worked there for 3 months and got a $100,000 Christmas bonus.
That's heavy, isn't it?
No, but that's the way they cook. You know, that's the way it goes. If that's the game, that's the game. And you can imagine that the Christmas party, the excitement, somebody, you know, walking away with
that'd
it.
That'd be a Christmas party we'd all turn up to.
True.
Wouldn't we, what? And we'll leave it right there.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Join the old Australian truck drivers group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh, oh, I'm here.
The Novos. New FM.
Jess, before you run off, just talking about the final, the soccer final that's been sold.
Yeah.
Is that is that just like anyone can buy it? Like, well, what's the situation? How much does that cost?
I've been on the lounge for 1.5 days, so I have absolutely no idea, Crevo.
Yeah,
I'll be
right.
honest with you.
Okay.
Go Fair Google enough. It.
Maybe we should just pull our cash and see if we can buy the
that's
next
what
one.
I was thinking. Because, like, if we could run it out the back as a bit of a field, and you can charge your own entry fee then, but our costs would be way lower.
Yeah, bargain.
I'd say it's to do with naming rights and all of that sort of thing. It's like where the NRL Grand Final gets played, that gets decided well in advance too, so now the A-League Grand Final's decided.
It's not as fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we can express our interest.
Yeah.
See if they'll take us.
You know what?
Not with Crevo on your side. I'm sorry.
I think there's a good chance. Not that I know it. What are you saying, Jess?
What are you saying? No, we got this in the bag.
Those are just noises. All right, interesting. Thank
now,
you.
Up next, Crevo. We're still quite new in our neighbourhood.
Right.
At Waratah West. We moved there in June.
Okay.
Been busted a few times walking around the house nude.
By who?
Just passers-by.
All right. Well, this feels like it needs delving into.
Megan
Crevo. Yeah, I have. Are you a neighbourly person?
What do you mean by
like,
that?
Do you get on with your neighbours?
Oh, yeah.
Do you hang out with them? Oh, your neighbour's Meg. Of course, you hang out with Meg.
Every day.
See, I don't know my neighbours very well. And now we're still relatively new to our neighbourhood at Waratah West, and we live terribly close to the school there as well. So we don't really have... We've got one neighbour on one side, but she's just a little old lady. But what I've learned is that the way that our house is set up is that you can see straight into our windows from kind of any angle. We're kind of on a slant, right?
So it's like an, very open, not many trees around.
Corner block.
Sort of, okay,
so
cool.
People are kind of walking around. We're very visible from any angle, right, in our house.
Yeah.
You know, and there's always people, when you're a park too, so people are always walking their dog and...
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Mums and dads on the school pickup. All of it. See, straight in the house. And I've always lived in a house where I don't really need to worry about my surroundings, right? So I'm constantly nuding up.
It's you feel comfortable in your house nude.
Yeah. And so, like, I mean, I don't like to just, you know, as soon as I walk through the door, strip off. But if I need to, like, shower, I'll nude up in the bedroom, walk through into the bathroom, right? I'm notorious for it. Like, last night, I got out of the shower, dried my body, walked into the kitchen. Marcus is cooking dinner and I'm just trying things out of the stove.
Near the stove?
Yeah.
The hot stove?
Yeah.
Is that not a concern to you?
Dangerous, but he was cooking bacon too, so it was a bit, you know, spitty.
Oh, my God. I know somebody who burnt their pain from doing that.
I mean, you can fill me in on that later.
Yeah, separate story.
Can't go past that. Anyway, people walk straight past, walking their dog with the kids.
Charlotte, what are you doing?
And they can see straight into our kitchen window. And the poor kid, like a deer in headlights, like, oh, my God, titties, like, lost his mind. And the mother was like, oh, but it's like, I look like the idiot and I'm the one that has to apologise inside my own house.
Do you have curtains?
Not at our kitchen window, no.
No kind of blind, no
because
window
we
covering.
Out into a beautiful park. Like, there's just no need for curtains
I
there.
I think there is. That's the thing.
But, I mean, why am I the bad guy for nuding up in my own house and people are perving through the windows?
I
I'm
guess
not apologising for that.
You know what? You're right. they shouldn't be looking through your windows.
Right.
Never look through someone's window unless you want to cop an eyeful.
Don't look through mine.
Because you will
especially
cop an eyeful.
If you're at Waratah West Public School, because you can look straight through the window at one of the houses around there.
Oh, my God. That's a warning.
Always be alert and be aware.
Definitely.
Tyler's always nude. I promise not at work. It's only going to be at home.
Good stuff.
Megan Crevo.
Bonobos.
Tough time of year at the moment for a lot of families.
Always.
Because, look, there's a lot of excitement out there, and especially if you've got kids, they're all excited for Christmas. But if you don't have the funds to sort out gifts, and you might have, but now, you know, interest rates and stuff have eaten that up.
Cost of living
is very high right now. Having a few extra gifts from the Samaritans can be really helpful.
It can take the pressure off too, right?
Definitely, which is why we're encouraging you to give a couple of, or even just one, unwrapped gift for our giving tree this year.
Yeah, it's located on level 2 near Angus and Coote at Westfield in Katara. When you're doing your Christmas shopping, if you can manage to, just buy a little something extra and place it, yeah, unwrapped under the tree, and then the Samaritans will distribute them just before Christmas, just to make someone's Christmas just a little bit less stressful if they're in need.
That's right. And look, if you're time poor, like everyone is, a gift card's fine. So
of course,
you can even be just at the checkout doing your own Chrissy shopping.
Yep.
Oh, $20 gift card as well, please. And they just put it through.
Pop it under the tree.
And then you just pop it under the tree. That's really helped someone because they can get whatever they need then.
And it's such a simple way to make someone's Christmas as well, right? It's the difference between waking up with no gifts and just one gift.
Even a small one. Think about it in your own situation when someone unexpectedly gives you something.
You always feel good, right?
You feel good, and that's what, you know, this time of year should be all about.
Yeah, so it's there, I guess, until, yeah, the week of Christmas. So if you can, drop a little gift under there. And if you need some inspiration, head to our website, newfm.com.au. Heaps of gift suggestions for kids and adults as well alike. Yeah. So,
and inexpensive ones too. So
of course.
Don't worry about the budget. Just help out someone who needs it this year.
Local ads. And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
So this guy's gone through a checkout at Coles, right? Full trolley.
You're acting like a Karen.
Yeah.
And it's outrageous.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
All right, so just before you showed me a video that your mum sent you of your family dog back
yes,
home.
Yes, Charlie's a little Japanese spitz, a white fluff ball.
He's very fluffy, and you were like, and look at his bum. It's so cute.
Yeah.
I was like, excuse me?
He's got a cute little fluffy bum.
And you were like pointing it out, zooming in on it.
I always, when I walk Charlie, the way that his little bum wobbles, it's so cute. I'll film it and send it to friends. They're like, oh my God, he's so cute.
A video of a dog bum.
I love a dog's bum. I love a fluffy dog bum.
I'm going to put this out there. It's weird.
It's not weird. It's cute.
It's weird. There's no what is with your obsession with dog bums?
I love a good fluffy bum.
It's not a sentence I ever thought I would say, but here I am. This is what we've got to do here. 4967-4105. Are dog bums funny and cute, or is Tyler weird?
No, they're cute.
Is there anyone else out there that thinks that they're cute?
Surely.
Dog bums.
Yeah.
It's a cute little face, sure, and its little eyes looking up at you.
The
that's one
bums.
Thing. But its single eye looking up at you is weird. You're weird.
Nah, a dog bum is the cutest thing I've ever laid eyes on. Do you know what other dog bum I love? A corgi. A corgi's bum is the cutest thing I've ever seen. Their little wobble when they walk. Oh, you can't tell me that's not cute.
It's not. You're just odd.
It's so cute.
Okay, join the debate here. 4967-4105. Are they funny and cute, as Tyler said, or is that weird?
Surely there's someone else in the world that will agree.
Best callers on air get a couple of tickets to our preview of I Want to Dance with Somebody at Event Cinemas Katara, Wednesday the 21st of December. This is a preview screening. You get to see it before everyone else.
The first in town.
Yep, 4967-4105. Team Tyler, they're cute, or Team Crevo, this is a bit odd. We'll get into the details and, you know, flesh it all out, if you will. After this,
Megan Prevo. The Novos.
I can't believe this debate is happening, but it is. Because you showed me this little video from your mum of your very cute dog.
He's adorable, isn't he? But so fluffy.
Your eyes were focused on the bum of the dog. And I'm like, that's the wrong end.
He's got the cutest bum in the world.
And then you were telling me you love watching dogs' bums in general.
If I walk Charlie the dog, he's got the wobbliest, cutest little bum, and I'll film it just to look back on every now and then.
And so can you even see the other bits of the, like, how zoomed in are you? This is all concerning.
Just enough to see the wobble.
It's so weird. It is just so weird.
It's not. It's cute.
All right. This is the debate. Weird or cute to be filming dogs' bums.
Emma is from Rutherford this morning. Hi, Emma.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Now, is it cute and funny to look at a dog's bum or do you think it's weird?
Some are pretty cute.
They are, aren't they?
A rag doll cat at home and he looks like he's wearing track pants. I love it.
See? It's a thing, Cremo.
Are you filming it, though?
No, but I probably have taken the odd photo.
See?
All right, one for Team Tyler.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks,
and your participation.
Danny is in. Wrong, but... We've got Danny in Newcastle. Hi, Danny.
Hello.
Now tell us, is it cute and funny to love a dog's bum, or do you think it's weird?
No, I love my dog's bum as well.
Yes!
All right, what breed of dog do you have and why? What is it about it that you love so much?
So I have an American Blue Staffy.
Yep.
And he's quite muscly in general, but his little bum is just the perfect little shape and it is quite cute.
See, Staffies, I feel, they're quite stocky. They're quite, like you said, they're quite jacked. So they would have like a nice set of tight buns, you know?
They definitely do, yeah.
Who's describing dog bums like that? It's so odd. But, okay, another one for Team Tyler.
Thank you so much.
Is this going to be a whitewash or what?
I hope so. Jen in Maryland, help. Let us settle this debate.
Oh, gorgeous girl. I love a cute ass.
Yes.
So I'm all for it.
What?
And nothing like patting the fur of the butt of the puppy dog. They love it.
They do. They do love a good scratch on the bum.
The tail wag, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And even just...
You know what? If you scratch my butt, I'd wag
your tail as well. We'll leave it right there, shall we? 100% of callers.
It's an absolute whitewash. Thank you so much. I'm not a weirdo. It's cute. It's funny. And you're the weirdo.
It turns out I am. Yep. Who knew?
What's the Goss is up next with producer Michael. What's on the way?
Well, we all got introduced to the drama of Pam and Tommy when it came out on Disney.
Oh,
there
yep.
is a response from Netflix coming out. I'll tell you soon.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the Goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, take it away, Tyler.
Now, producer Michael, what's going on with the Netflix series that is... what's
Tommy.
It called? Pam and Tommy, yeah.
Well, that's actually the Disney series that came out earlier this year.
Oh, okay.
Which was a dramatised version of their story, focusing on the whole sex tape scandal
yep.
from the 90s. And then I think they kind of took the power out of their hands because Pamela Anderson has kind of signed on with Netflix and they're releasing a new documentary called Pamela, A Love Story. And it's going to apparently make her look a whole lot more human in it.
So it should.
Yeah. And so it's described Pamela, A Love Story follows the trajectory of Pamela Anderson's life and career from small town girl to international sex symbol, actress, activist and doting mother.
Wow. There you go. Because did the Disney, if my memory serves me correct, the Disney series didn't actually have any input from Pam and Tommy. Is that right?
No, I think it was like a semi-factual thing. Like, it was definitely designed to entertain. It wasn't designed to tell the story. I don't think they were involved very much.
They were not involved. So it's like, how can you make a movie about two people without their consent, but also two, without their input?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reports and information out there about that time. You can definitely do it, whether it be factual or not, it's a whole
That's
other
thing. I mean, wouldn't you want to get it straight from the horse's mouth?
Isn't that the same thing with the Marilyn Monroe biopic? It's actually not based on fact. It's like a loose story that vaguely is factual, but is actually entirely drama.
It's different, though, because she's not there to give input,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, she can't really comment.
She can't back it up. I guess the other thing is, like, good on Pamela for, you know, making Lemonade, because no better time
yep.
to sign up Netflix. They could have asked a lot of money.
Absolutely.
To be the real story.
The real story, of course. And I mean, this one, I feel, as a punter, I'm going to be like, well, this one's more legit because she's actually the one
involved.
Doing the storytelling, right?
Will she be acting in it, or...?
I think she's going to have, like, comments and stuff. We have to call it acting. Like, she'll get interviewed in that. But okay. She's not actually... I don't think... It's not a dramatised version. It's actually just a regulation
like
documentary.
Like a bit of a doco.
Oh, that'll be good. Good to see. And good to see how different it is. That'll be the key thing to look out for.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Join the Old Australian Truck Drivers Group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh,
I'm here.
The Novos. New FM.
And right after us, 105 commercial free, coming up with Michael. What's on the way?
It wouldn't be Christmas without One Republic. I'm taking Mariah Carey's crown and giving it to them. I love these
guys. I was going to say, pardon, this is not a Christmas song. No. And Christmas rightfully belongs to Mariah Carey. Thank you very much.
Oh, fire. I just wanted to see if you'd respond.
Yeah, absolutely, I would.
As well.
Always a bit of fun.
Yeah,
very
Jimmy
good.
Eat World, one of the top five songs of the 2000s, in my opinion, and also biggest song of the year.
It's definitely up there.
Sam Smith, Kim Petras, absolutely killing it. It's coming up after nine.
It's a late entry, but it is an absolute banger.
Well, guaranteed. Thanks for that. All of that to come. Also, before 9 o'clock this morning, big announcement about the show next year.
Of course.
Now, we know Meg is leaving.
Yep. She's not leaving.
UFM. No.
Yeah.
She wants to do the music stuff, which is her passion.
She loves it.
We respect that, of course. As sad as we are to have her off the breakfast show, she'll still be here on UFM in the afternoons. You can call her as much as you want. She loves it.
Yeah, she'll still be hanging around.
But there is a big announcement coming before 9 this morning, so stick around for that.
Up next, though, Crevo, I'm selling a car on behalf of a family member that doesn't have Facebook on Marketplace.
Okay, like an elderly...
Yeah, it's my pop, Fossil. Okay. We call him Fossil because he's old like a fossil. He's got an old RAV4 that he wants to try and get rid of.
Yeah.
I've posted said RAV in the Walls End Buy, Swap and Sell Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
I am getting roasted by the people on there just for selling a car that is not mine. I will see none of the money for it. I'm just doing Fossil a favour and I'm getting absolutely grilled for it.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Now, I'm selling a car on behalf of my grandfather, Fossil, who does not have Facebook, doesn't want anything to do with Facebook Marketplace, but he wants to get rid of this RAV that he's had for as long as I can remember.
So, how old's the car, roughly?
It's a 2002 model.
Okay, so you've been charged with selling it, yeah?
Yeah, he said, get rid of it. I want $8,000 for it. I'm thinking, all right.
For a 20-year-old RAV4.
It's got 250,000 Ks on it. He tells me, though, that the interior, all the, like, the car mats and everything, all the seat covers are original. And apparently they're really hard to come by.
Okay, so collectors might want a RAV4?
Maybe, I don't know, but he reckons they're rare. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going off what you've told me, right?
I don't think it's a Mustang.
I don't think it is, no. But he's, like, spent so much money on getting it serviced. It's got 12 months of rego on it. It runs great. Like,
so it's an immaculate car.
It's immaculate. There is nothing wrong with this car whatsoever. He spent over $2,000 on a service to make sure it's all fixed, brand new brake sensors, everything, right? Because he's like, I want the next person. He's the only one that's ever owned it as well. One owner, non-smoker, right? It's ticking all the boxes, right?
Yeah.
So I've posted it on Facebook Marketplace and I've shared it to the Walls End Buy, Swap and Sell group on Facebook, right? It is brutal. I am getting peppered to no end on this page. Someone said, are you sure you really want to sell it for $8,000? You won't get more than two for that hunk of junk. All right, thanks, Jenny.
It's a bit rude. No need very to get rude. Involved.
Someone else has just commented, lol, good luck, idiot.
That's very, very
You know how you can react to posts?
Yeah.
Heaps of people are just laughing. Heaps of laughed reacts on it.
How do you feel about that?
I feel victimized. Because I'm just the messenger here, you guys. Don't shoot the messenger.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I've seen this type of thing before, occasionally.
Yeah.
And maybe it's a Walls End thing. I'm not sure. Has there been anyone come to your defence? Because sometimes you have someone go, she's just trying to sell a car, pleasant comments only. Or keep walking if you don't like it is my other favourite.
Honestly, at this point, I would genuinely appreciate someone coming to my rescue, but they're just kicking me while I'm down. Someone else sent me, you know how you, on Facebook Marketplace you can send them a message saying, hi, is this still available?
Yeah.
Someone has done that to me and I'm like, yep, I reply, yep, sure is. And then old mate Billy replies, not surprised.
Oh, he just messaged you so he could do a joke.
Yep, pretty much. So I am just copying it in the Wall's End Buy, Swap and Sell Facebook page. So if anyone would like to come to my rescue, please do. If anyone would like to buy this goddamn car, I mean, I'm not using this as an advertisement, but I'm using it as an advertisement because I need to get rid of it and I need to make sure that my mental health is good for Christmas.
4967-4105 if you want to buy Tyler's grandpa's car. What colour is it?
It's a silver three-door RAV with a sunroof.
Okay, silver's good.
Yeah.
That's like a colour most people can get around.
It is spotless, I promise you. It's worth the $8,000.
Is it though?
Yeah, I mean, Fossil says so, so it must be. But please help me. I'm getting grilled in this Facebook group and I really don't want to be getting grilled anymore, you know?
All right, fair enough. And ease off if you're one of the people in Wall's End who's getting on it.
I'm just trying to sell this car for an old family member. That's all it is.
It's as simple as that. Hey, up next, a big announcement about next year's show. Of course, we know Meg is moving to the afternoon show and there'll be a new, I guess, show in the next year. We've got all the info on what's happening up next.
The Novos in 2023 are Tyler and Crevo.
Some of the tweets, you guys, though, that have come out since Leo's dumped his 25-year-old girlfriend, who is apparently too old. No. Someone's tweeted saying, white smoke has emerged from the chimney atop North Hollywood High School, signalling that Leonardo DiCaprio has chosen a new girlfriend.
Did you just snort?
That's so good. I sweated that much that the sweat had mixed with the tan right up my butt and it looked like I had proper skid stains on my bum in the shots. And it actually took one of the night fillers at Woolies to go, oh, excuse me, I think you had an accident.
Yesterday we got these absolute gems from you.
Oh, Worcestershire sauce. Could be paprika. I'm defending myself on paprika. It was a slip of the tongue, right? I can say it, just maybe not quick.
Let's never forget this, though.
Oh, Worcestershire sauce.
The Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Do you want a schmacko?
We got the snort! We got the snort! It's a win.
Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter from January 16.
Well, there it is, the big announcement. Tyler, welcome to the show.
It's just me, you guys.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You've been working really hard behind the scenes and you deserve this.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited.
It's going to be so much fun next year.
We are going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to struggle with the stupid o'clock alarms, but that's all right.
You're sort of used to it.
You're just going to have to cop my whinging.
Yeah, there'll be a bit, but I'll be right.
That's all there is to it. But no, I'm very excited. It's always been a dream of mine since I started in radio back when I was 21. I was so young when I got into radio. And it's been a dream of mine to be on radio, in full stop, but then also, too, to be able to wake up and do this kind of stuff, right? I mean, I've always been on your radio during the day, playing your music and all that
which
kind of stuff.
Which is great.
Which is so much fun and, you know, and of course, that's what Meg wants to go back and do, right?
Yeah.
Because it's fun. It's great. It's so much fun. But I love just talking a bit of shit on the radio, you know, early in the morning. And it's like you can do that when you're playing music, but I love doing it when I get to bounce off someone else. And that's exactly what we're going to get to do.
And there'll be plenty of laughs, plenty of snorts next year.
Oh, 100%. You've not heard the last of the snorts, mate. It's only the beginning.
So all that'll be starting up in the middle of next year. The middle of January next year.
Gen 16 next year, yep.
So stay tuned. And of course, you know, listen throughout the summer as well.
Of course, please do. I'll still be waking up at stupid o'clock next week when we're back after Christmas as well. So, yeah, I'll be hanging around. And, of course, it's great that Meg's still here too, going into the drive slot of the afternoon slot as well. So
we've got lots of excited people on the team.
Absolutely.
Which is all you want. And right after us, we'll leave that there, but right after us, 105 Commercial Free is coming up next with Michael.
Yeah, congrats, Tyler. Can't wait for Snortfest 2023. Also, can't wait for irrelevance. Like, Pink's had a great year.
She's back, isn't she?
Yeah, never gonna not dance again as well. It's been a good 2022 for her. Also, very fresh music coming up. Tiesto, Tate McRae, can you find yourself a dance floor in the next 40 minutes?
I was going to say, this is a bop. I like this. Yeah. I got my shoulders pumping.
It's called 1035.
Like it.
You're going to love it very soon. And also a classic, Tom Cochran, Come On Now.
Love an old schooler.
Indeed. Well, thanks. Awesome. And all of that to come after 9 o'clock. But that's a wrap for today. Back again tomorrow to do it all again. But you're off tomorrow, right?
I am. I've got a little little event that I'm at in the Hunter Valley tomorrow. So you guys are on your own. So I'm taking a day off. See you later.
See ya. Catch you tomorrow. Bye.